the Muscovy came from Brazil, and the Muscovy is clearly, to me, so I know, it seems to me that's what the tumult was about. The Peking duck came from Peking, and it came in the 1880s, and it seems they called the different species. Now, to me, I wouldn't have seen it as a different species. To me, the picture I saw, I would not. Picture. Right. It looked to me like a Long Island duck. But if it's really a different species, looks like that. This I don't know already. I need to know more. Right. So I'm trying to get Levinger. Right. Levinger retired. He's near Cicero. Right. He's back in Basel this year. Right. And his Mamala Mokim told me where he's going to be tomorrow at 11 o'clock our time. He's going to see to it that he takes the telephone call at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning our time. I will ask him, what does he know about the Peking duck? If on the basis of what I saw from the internet, it doesn't have a Messier either.
Right.
Unless somebody will tell me, I didn't have Levinger, I only had what I got from the internet, from the people in the OU, I would have said the same duck, or something like China, it's a different species. I don't see the difference there, but I didn't see the duck, just on the description. But if Levinger tells me it's Muscovy, then he must know it's a different species.
Right.
And if it's a different species, even though it's not Muscovy, but you need a Messier, I don't know what the difference is. Yeah, I'm confused right now. Because Levinger knows the difference between species. He's a Mumbuka, besides being a Tomophone. He's a Mumbuka, he knows. He wouldn't confuse the species. I'm confused. So I don't know.
Is Rebbe sure they are two species? Even if they're
I'm not sure of anything.
Because in the industry name, when you say Peking and you say Muscovite, maybe it's my own.
I tell you the same thing?
I don't know. I just.
Levinger also can't tell the difference. You're a good company. But they show me articles on the internet. They describe the two different ducks. They give them different names. Mm-hmm. And they tell me they came from different places. One comes from Brazil, one comes from China. And they look different. They don't look alike.
I was off, but I thought there is a Chinese duck. But that's like. I mean, no one's eating these. These are like the Peking duck that they serve, that they chef. Those are the Muscovy. I mean, maybe they're two different.
They're Muscovy ducks. Who told you the Peking is Muscovy?
I looked at Levinger. It's like,
oh, like I did. No.
But on the internet.
I'm looking for confirmation.
No, but when I was. Stuff. No, but if you look on sites on the internet where they sell birds.
Right.
You know, the the Sohrim, it's interchangeable.
It's interchangeable?
From what I see. It's only my eyes. But they come in white. The Muscovy duck is found in two colors, white and the wild color. And the white one, from what I can see, has those red blotches, which is not found in any other kind of domestic duck. Mm-hmm. And we know it's found in the South American duck. So if that's the identifying
factor... That's the one the OU
does,
right?
I didn't memorize the two articles. But they sounded to me like two separate species, and I really couldn't tell the difference between the Peking and the duck that I'm used to seeing, which is a Long Island duck. I don't know for sure.
No, the Peking and the Muscovy are the Long Island duck.
Yeah.
That doesn't have it's the red blotches on the fish.
Yeah.
Aside from the build of the bird,
yeah.
The Peking, the Muscovy, the Avinazer describes it.
Right. That's the Muscovy.
You don't have that on Long Island duck at all.
You don't have it on
clean
fish. You have it on the Peking.
Really?
Yes. What they were selling to me as a Peking.
What they were selling to you as a Peking looked like the Muscovy
to me.
Well, the Muscovy is naturally white in addition to everything else.
Right, it's not. That they bred it into to make it white. But it all comes from South America.
I don't know what to answer. But the one thing I saw that Levinger says your Shulayim, they sell it as kosher, but not as halak. That was my young.
So maybe I was asking, well, how about the Chinese talking to Levinger and know about that? The black one?
The black chicken, I mean.
Oh, that's the chicken.
Yeah, as long as Rebbe's calling Rebbe Levinger.
What about the black chicken?
There's a Chinese chicken called the silky. Has no Latin name, but it's known as the silky.
Mazel tov. Write it down for me. When I talk to him, I'll ask him, is it a safer?
No.
It's not the safer at all.
Not the safer.
It has no Latin name.
No, it's a all the scientists think it's a species of chicken.
So if you write it down.
But it has
after What time do you have for you?
Oh, okay. It's one of the stars. I have close to start on time.
Oh, all right. I tried to reach you. I couldn't get back.
I'm sorry. I tried it.
Okay. Good. All right. Let's continue. I want to talk about basically the Neidiv Yehuda, the difference between the case of the Gemara of Ozli Hila Gabayu, where she didn't say Lakoshin of Alti, and the case where years later the woman is not available and the Uber, who is now grown up, comes with a shayla of whether he's kosher l'kol or not kosher l'kol. So the view which we spoke about last time says that that's a case of called the porish, meruba porish, and it's no longer negeya with regard to the mother because she's now not alive, and therefore it's a simple called the porish, meruba porish. So basically what you have in the Neidiv Yehuda is a simple cheshbon. The Neidiv Yehuda is saying that when Chazal were cheshish for the mother herself, Vilma Oslo Ihi Legabayu, the Shaila was Neilad with the mother, and therefore it's a kavua. The Shaila that's Neilad for the Uber is Neilad when the Uber is already Porush. There you have a call to Porush, Meruba Porush. So the Neidiv Yehuda is telling us one principle, that you go Bosar the Leidas HaSofik, no pun intended. You look at where the child is. Where is he born? He's someplace else now. And you don't look at what I call the Sibas HaSofik, because it's clear that the Sibas HaSofik of the Uber is the Zera from which it came. And that Zera was transmitted from the father to the mother and Amokim Kvius. Only the Neidiv Yehuda is telling us that you don't look at the source of the suffix or the source that would explain what the cause of the status of this child is now. You look at the mokum leida sasofik, and the mokum leida sasofik is in the mokum that's porush, not in the mokum it's gavua. It's a simple cheshbon. Now, of course, sof kol sof, the sofik of the Uber is where did he come from? Where was he conceived? And obviously, the Uber was conceived in a mokum kavua. She went to the father rather than in the mokum that's porush. The sibas sofik is clearly in a mokum kavua. The Neidiv Yehuda brings a raya that you look at the leidas, that you look at the leidas asofik rather than what I call the sibas asofik from Basufi. We spoke about it last time. The Neidiv Yehuda himself says, look, you see that with regard to an asufi, the Gemara makes the cheshbonis and says it's machza machza, because you have arusois and noshim that baleim holchum dinas hayom. That's one half. And the other half you have is an arusa, and you have a penuyo. You have shnas ravin, and you have a penuyo, and that is mitzuruf to the other machzes. You have machze al machze. The machze laheter is penuyos plus shnas ravin, but penuyo is not home safe yet. Maybe the penuyo was nisaper from a mamzer. So he says clearly, you see that Nasufi, where there's no sofik on the mother, we don't know who the mother is, where there's no shilas with regard to the mother. If we knew who the mother was, it wouldn't be a Nasufi, it would be a Shtuki. So the tzad to be matter the Asufi is because maybe it's really a Shtuki. No, if you're saying maybe it's really a Shtuki, that's 25% of the 50, that's half of the 50%, which is the tzad laheter. How do we know that she didn't go to the boil and you've got a kol kavua? What kind of machza machza is this? Elamai, says Neidiv Yehuda. You see the Gemara itself, that you look at what I'm calling the leidas hasofik rather than the sibas hasofik. That's his raya. Now, again, not though I spoke about last time, the Beis Meir deals with that raya. The Beis Meir explains why they weren't chayishish for a Sufi a different way. But we're not chayishish for Znus unless you know it's Znus. Even though you have a Pnuya, but you're not chayishish that the Pnuya went and did worse Averis or whatever. In any event, that's the Beis Meir, the way he's matche the Neidib Yud. But Neidib Yud makes this as a Dover Poshet to him. This is a simple cheshbon. Proof of the pudding is that every time you have a kol de porish, you're dealing essentially with the same kind of situation. If you have tisha chanuyas, and now you found bosor pishuk, so we say that tisha chanuyas al kosher is a kol de porish, meruba porish. But one thing is clear, nobody slaughtered the meat in the street. The meat came from a mokum kavua. It came from one of the chanuyas. It came from the idlis. It came from who knows where. It came from a mokum kavua. So, exactly the same thing. You're telling me now to be done on the uber who's a porush. How can I be done the uber who's a porush without being done on the mother? The uber came from the bee, and the bee could have been the mokum kavius. Nu, the tisha chanuyas is not just it could have been dilmos lil gabayo. It did. We know that it came from a mokum kavius. Elamai, that's the halacha. Then when Chazal gave us these gedorim of kol de porish and kol kavua, they told us that you apply these two antithetical rules to a sofik and in the place where the sofik is noilat. When the sofik is noilat in a mokum porush, you call it bosaroi. If the sofik is noilat in a mokum kavua, then there's a different principle. It's the principle of kol kavua kamatzal matzadomi. The problem with the Neidib Yehuda is the thesis in Ksuvas. This is a difficult thesis in any event, but it seems to be a clear spirit to the Neidib Yehuda. The thesis in Ksuvas says, Vova Med Aleph, says thesis, Benoze Porech, Ahodomoy Milushluchi, Tse Kadishli Ishostam, Osa Bechol Noshim Shabaylon. And the more asks a kasha from Khan Stumo, and the more answers, Ishudli naide vat amrli isur denai v'chitei mohochinami b'shuk ashicho v'kidesh. You're going to tell me that he was mekadesh the woman in the shuk, hosom hodro l'nichuse, that the woman who is mekadesh b'shuk is hodro l'nichuse, and the Gemara is there telling us that say kadesh li'isha, he's also b'chol noshe shebeilom. Remember that the iser is because every woman he's going to find now, maybe she's a chayz ishtay, because the shliach was already mekadesh her sister. No, so this is in effect the same kol de porish, ruba porish. Why should we call this a mokum kavua? The woman who's being mekadesh now is a kol de porish. Answer stasis that since we're, Gemara tells us that there she's hodul in the chusa, mashma the gabi odom l'shaya kol de porish mubu porish mishum dohodar l'nichusei. So he Tosis then proceeds to say that there's a difference between that case and the Gemara in Ksubis, because there is who's hodul in the chusa, who isha shikidish ashliach. The first woman is hodul in the chusa, and here in the Gemara, hoche ki azli no ligabo b'sho sheisro harehu naid, the boil is naid at the time that he's boiled this isha. So there is a kol de porish if he goes to her. If she goes to him, it's a kol kavua. If he goes to her, he's naid. And the case of say kadosh leisha, we're concerned about the first woman who went back home. It was makadosh in the street or on the catering hall or wherever it was, and she goes back home, she is hodro l'nechusa, and that's why say kadosh leisha, that's masa masa kol kavua masa masa domi. What creates the kavua? The kavua is created by the first woman, the shliach was makadosh, who went back home. No. What's Tesis telling me? Tesis is telling me that I now my Shaila is on the second woman. He's being Makadish, a second woman in the street. There is a, Tesis himself tells me, there's a Kol de Porish. If I meet a woman in the street, I'm Makadish her, she's a Kol de Porish, Ruba Porish. Elamai, I can't say Kol de Porish, Ruba Porish. You know why? Because there's a woman at home who might be her sister. The woman who is her sister at home, she might have been the one who was Makadish first. No, so that's the kol kavua, the women at home, they're all kavua. But that's not my sophic. My sophic is now on the woman who is in the street. I want to know whether she's mutter to me or she's not mutter to me. There's a called the parish, meruba parish. So you're telling me, don't look at the mokum leidas ha-sophic. This sophic is nailed in the street for this woman. I'm not worried about all the women in the houses. I'm worried about this woman. In this woman, the leidas ha-sophic is in the street. There's a called the parish. Elamai, you're telling me that the sophic isn't nis'eirer because of this woman. The sophic, the urshtam of the sophic is the first woman. That's the one who creates the problems for this woman. And that woman is now in a mokum kviyas. I call that the sibas sophic. The sibas sophic is the woman who's at home. And you're telling me it's called kavua because of the sibas sophic. No, hey, so Tosis is telling me I have to go to sibas sophic. And once I pass on the sibas sophic, that will tell me that I have to apply called kavua to this woman who is parish also. That lachur is mamish astira to the Nadiv Yehuda. Now Yehuda is telling me that it all depends in the leidas sophic, not in the sibas sophic. When the leidas sophic is on the mother, then it extends to the child also, and again, we call it a kind of, once I pass on the mother, that she's also, so of course, the vlaz is shtuki also. It's not simply because of logical entailment. It means because I had to be done on the sophic where it arose. The sophic, when it arises on the mother, arises on the uber at the same time. Then it's arising in a mokum kviyas. It's as much kavua then for the uber as it is for the mother. It's just that when I don't have to be down on the mother at all, so there's never a sophic in a mokum kviyas at any point. And the sophic comes later. Here, Tais is telling me, I've got to go look at a sophic that's not the funeno. The women in the houses aren't asking any shilas there. There's no one there who is a sophic eshesish. The shila now is the woman bishuk, whether she's an achais ishtoi. So if I have to worry about the achais ishtoi, it's only because I have to go back and look at the leidas sophic. So it's the sibas sophic, which is mamish a contradiction to Nadiv Yehuda. Now, then it's a contradiction to Nadiv Yehuda maybe isn't such a chiddush, because there's a contradiction in Tosis himself. Tosis in Nozir, it contradicts what Tosis says in Ksubis. In Nozir Yud Beis, Tosis says, he asks what's in effect the same kasha. And he says, he says that the reason that we answer is not because it's a real kavua, but because it's doime lo kavua. Not that this is really a kol kavua kamasal maksadomi, but they answered because it was doime lo kavua. It seems to be like a drabona. It looks like kavua. People will confuse it with a kavua, but he doesn't call the kavua mamish. So why isn't it a kavua mamish? In Tzubis it is a kavua mamish, and in Nozir it's not. The same case. The answer has to be that Tosis in Nozir says what the Nebuchadnezzar says. You go mokai bosar the leidas asofik, not the sibas asofik. And this woman is now a porish, like he asked in Tzubis. That was the cash in Tzubis. And Nozir saying, ain't okanami. You're asking that this woman is a called a porish because I found her in the shuk. So Nozir says, ain't okanami. She is porish, only it's daime because women go back home. So therefore, because it's daime lukavua, they had to go and aser. Sounds like the aser of Midrash. But in any event, there seems to be a stira between these two tesis. In addition to the fact that there seems to be a stira to tesis and ksubis, there's another problem with tesis and ksubis. It's bechlal difficult. The Shariyasher asks this in a slightly different way. In addition to my problem with where are you looking to determine whether it's kavur or purpurish, are you looking at the leidas asofik or the sibas asofik? I don't understand what this is altogether. We're now dealing with a woman shuk, and you're telling me that the woman, the first wife, is namokum kviyas. The first wife isn't the sophic yisur v'heter. The first wife is absolutely mutter. There's, where do you have a din of kofuk and masa masa domin? When you have a heter and you have an iser, you have something in a mokum kaviyus, you don't know is that mutter or is that oser. No, the first wife is heter gomer. The first wife, the one the shliach was mekadesh, is certainly mutter to this baal. There's no suffix that she's mutter to him. So what do I care whether she's kavur or she's porush? There's no shayla on her. Well, it's not part of the suffix altogether. The only suffix is on this woman who I found b'shuk. You tell me the first woman back to Mokum Kviyus. Naniach, and naniach you go bosar leidas a suffix. You go bosar sibas a suffix. Sorry, naniach you go bosar sibas a suffix. What's it got to do with the man in the moon? Sibas a suffix of a suffix yisur. The woman the Mokum Kviyus saw isn't a suffix yisur. She's varayeter. So what difference does it make if she's not a Sophic Yisr, a Sophic Heter? What difference does it make whether she's Kavur or she's Porush? That's altogether bizarre. Okay. Let me put this aside and go to something else. And that's the analysis of Kol Kavur Kamachz Al Machzadomi as opposed to Kol the Porush Merubah Porush. Kol the Porush Merubah Porush, understand. It's called set theory. Hey, if you want to know probability, is it likely, not likely? If I have a suffix with regard to any individual entity, is it a member of the major set or a member of the minor set? Statistically, it's more likely it's part of the major set. Statistically, it's a called the parish from the parish. That theory said that's right. That I understand. So if that's true, and the theory says I can rely on Roy Vrave is enough, I don't need a Bureau Gomor. 51% probability is sufficient, preponderance of evidence, as they call it, then you know, what's the difference with Kavur, it's Borish? What difference does it make? So the simple answer is, since there's a kosa, don't ask Kashas. Of course, Kol Kavua, Kamak, Samak, Tadomi, there were Tisha Chanuyas. And I went and I bought an Amokum Kavua. Of course, there's Roiv Leheter. There's as much birur in a kol kavua as there is in a kol de porish. And if you're talking about the birur, it's one and the same. But the Torah came, Xeris HaKosov. The Torah says, ignore the birur. B'mokim kvius, we're canceling the birur of Rai. It is a birur, and we're canceling it anyway. That, I think, is the simple way to learn. There's another way to learn. The other way to learn, I found... somebody showed it to me after I once said this. I found in an article in Gesher. The author of the article in Gesher tries to show mathematically that there's a difference, that in Kol Kavua the principle of Rav doesn't apply. My problem is that I didn't understand a word he said. I don't understand what he said. Doesn't mean he's wrong. Just, you know, I got lost in the middle. So whether he's right mathematically in terms of set theory and probability theory, I have the vaguest idea. But what I said before they showed me what was in Gesher is a little different. And I present it as a kind of the Chakira. It could very well be that the Torah is not telling me that there is a Birur of Reis and Matzah Matzah. But Xeris HaKosuv ignored the Birur. There's no Birur in a Matzah Matzah. What's the difference? The difference, I think, is element. It's a simple difference. The difference is that if I find a piece of meat in the street, I'm dealing with pure probability. There's as much chance that a purchaser, a customer of a kosher store loses it as the customer of the trade store. Only if there are 10 stores, it's more than 9 stores have more customers. It's more likely it came from the 9 than it came from the 10th, and that's ordinary probability. It's random. In 90% of the cases, it's going to come from the 9, and 10% is going to come from the others. When I go to a store and I bought meat, and now I forgot which store I bought the meat, it is not the case that there is that my choice of stores is random, so that once I go to the 1 and 9 times I go to the 9. That depends upon Rotzen B'nei Odom. The author of the article in Gesher cited mathematical evidence. I'll cite philosophical evidence. It's called Buridan's Ass. The medieval philosophers proved that there was Bechira, and that not only do humans have Bechira, but even animals have Bechira. And they proved it with a reductio ad absurdum. If you tell me that I have Bechira, so everything I do is, of course, influenced. It's influenced by things that came once upon a time. But I made up my mind that I like certain things, so I do whatever it is that I do. If you tell me that I don't have free will and I can't make arbitrary choices, then everything is predestined either in some fatalistic way or because of my past experience, my past soft determinism. My past experience has determined what I'm going to do in any given situation. If I have free will, then I ignore whatever considerations there are and I operate purely on the basis of will, arbitrary. I decide because I want to decide. We have an animal, and the animal is led into a barn, and it's equidistant between two bales of hay, and there's nothing different about either bale of hay. There is no preconditioning to right or to left because the animal has been fed 50% of the time on the right and 50% of the time on the left. If the animal has been preconditioned, then that's how it's going to make its choice. However, if the animal has not been preconditioned, then either the animal has free will and makes an arbitrary choice to go right or to left, or it dies of starvation. If there's no free will, then the animal has to die of starvation. Since clearly the animal will not die of starvation, we have proven that the animal has free will and makes arbitrary choices. I'm not interested in Buridan's ass. What I am interested in is that what's the point? The point is that we're not animals. And you give me this example only with an animal. Because individuals make choices based upon all kinds of considerations. They've got likes, they've got dislikes, they've got predilections, who knows why. People don't make random choices. If I go to a store to buy meat, there must be a reason why I went to this store and not the other store. I may not know the reason. I may not be able to articulate it, but it's not a random choice. I go to this store because I like the awning or because the proprietor smiled at me last time. It's inchoate. It's intangible. But who knows why? Or I go there because it's easier to pronounce his name. Don't know what the difference is. But it's not a random decision. Wherever you introduce the human minds don't operate in a vacuum. It's not random anymore. So you know why Max on Max is not correct. There's no difference called the Purish and Birur Porish. Because called the Purur Porish is a Birur only when there's no human involved. Only when you're dealing with a random occurrence. A human being didn't decide he's going to lose meat in the street. That's a random occurrence. Everybody is equally susceptible to losing meat, at least as far as we know. Therefore, if you want to know who lost it, it's more likely that one of the customers in the 9 stores lost it than the customer in the single store. But the loss is random. The purchase is not random. Purchase is determined by the individual. He has as much reason to go to the one store as to the 9 other stores. He doesn't have 9 more reasons to go to the 9 stores than to the one store. The one store could have many more reasons that I should go to that store than to the 9. So what do you mean called the Parish Parish is no beer at all? So there are 2 possible ways to understand Machzamach. Either Bemez, there is a raid. Only Agzeros HaKos, the Torah says, ignore the raid. Or you say that in Machzamach, there's no beer of raid in the first place. And it's a Sechel Porsche. We know what raid is, and Machzamach is not a raid. The Rebbe Chaim, the Kevit Shurin, asks a kashya. A simple kashya, Balabatish kashya. He says, how can there ever be a kol de porish, meruva porish? Wherever it was perish from, it's perish from a mokum kavua. And the mokum kavua is machzal machzal. Remember, I asked it in a different way before. I asked that when I found the meat, he didn't slaughter the meat in the street. It came from a mokum kavua. No. So Rebbe Chana asked the kasha. He says, how can there ever be such a thing? There is no kol de porish, meruva porish, because the whatever was pirish came from a matzah matzah. It came from a matzah matzah. So if it came from matzah matzah, there's no root. So he answers very simply, or at least the way I understand his answer. He answers that in the that Matzah Matzah is the same beer of Roiv. Of course it comes from Roiv. The Matzah Matzah was a Roiv. What's the difference? Whether Roiv is Pirish or Roiv is in the Bokken Kavua. Only the Torah says that if it's in the Bokken Kavua, ignore the Roiv. V'chein hispi agoin Rav Chaim, that's all. Rav Chaim was masking to this Torah. Now I understand what Rav Chaim is saying. What Rav Chaim is saying is that Matzah Matzah is that Kol Kavua is the same Roiv. Only is Xeris HaKosuv to ignore it. Where is the Xeris HaKosuv to ignore it? In the Mokim Kviz. When it's Pirish, there's no such Xeris HaKosuv. But it's the same Rav, it's the same Birur. Only the Torah told you, ignore it there. If you say what I tried to argue before, the second side, that there's a difference between a Pirish and a Matzah Matzah, the answer to the Kash is simpler and more complicated. Of course it came from a Matzah Matzah and didn't come from a Pirish. And the difference isn't whether it's Pirish or Matzah Matzah or Kavua. The difference is whether it's a random occurrence or whether it's totally in the Rosh and Bnei Odom. I know that it came from a Matzah Matzah, but it came randomly from a Matzah Matzah. Now, one little point I should make, yeah?
So the question is, which Matzah Matzah did it come from?
Which are the two?
That's the random occurrence.
That's the random occurrence, right? Right. Now, obviously, this is just a principle that underlies the distinction. In any given case in which you apply Matzah Matzah, it's not going to depend upon random occurrence. Not random occurrence. This is to understand the generality of cases. Then, once you have the rule applies like every Xeris HaKosuv, even when the Tam doesn't apply. Of course, there's an element of Xeris HaKosuv here, but it's not Xeris HaKosuv, but Litam, the Torah established these categories because, in general, Kavua is not random occurrences. All right, so that's with regard to the basic shita. If now we take this chakira, or the two tzdodim of understanding why Matzah Matzah is not keroiv, and we go back to the Tesis in Ksubis, what's Tesis telling me? Tesis in Ksubis is telling me that I have the shliach that's Makadish and Isha Bishuk, we say Kol Kavua K'Matzah Matzah Domi, because I have to look at the Leidas HaSofik and the Leidas, Sivas HaSofik, and the Sivas HaSofik is in a Mokum Kavua. Forget random occurrence. What's Tesis telling me? That I don't look at the Leidas HaSofik, but I look at the Sibas HaSofik. When Tesis says that for determining what is Kavua, he look at the Sibas HaSofik, in effect, what's he saying? He's saying that, factually speaking, in a Machtza al-Machtza, Roiv isn't a beer, it's not Mavar or anything. And if you want to know then whether I have a beer or I don't have a beer, it makes every sense to look at where all of this started. If you're talking about Xeris HaKosuv, tell me whatever you want. But if you're talking about something which is logical, then it's not a rule to be applied when you discovered the Sofik. Is something to apply at what I called before the Urshtam of the Sofik. Where does the Sofik come from? This Sofik comes from the first wife, not from this wife. The Sofik comes from wife number one. If wife number one is my wife, then Sofik is Ishtay. So if you want to be Dan on Kol Kavua, go and look and see where wife number one is. If she's the Mokum Kavua, then this entire Sofik arose from a Mokum Kavua, and you're telling me that in a Mokum Kavua is no Birur. And don't tell me that the woman in the house is Heter. What difference does it make what Heter is? The Sibas HaSofik of the woman in the street happens to be a woman who is Heter. But the Sibas HaSofik of the woman in the street came where? In a Mokum Kavua. My whole Sofik with regard to her arises in something which is Heter, to be sure, but the Sofik arises in a Mokum Kavua. And you're telling me the things that arise in the Mokum Kavua aren't random and there's no Birur. So what? Why should we split hairs? The Torah is telling because there's no birur. Here also there's no birur. Whether you call it heter, you call it iser, makes no difference whatsoever. If I want a birur for this woman who is now b'shuk, the only way that I can analyze her status is by looking at the status of some other woman who is now in the house. She's the mokum kavua. So that she's heter, who cares that she's heter? She could be heter, but she's a heter that produces iser, and the iser, the suffix of the iser arose in the mokum kavua. So there's a zekol kavua kematsa matsa domi. That's what I understand tesis in ksubis. And what about tesis in nazir? Tesis in nazir holds like the other side of our fikir. Tesis in nazir says that matsa matsa is the same viewer as called the porish. Only what? The Torah said to ignore it. No, the Torah said to ignore it when? At the latest of Sofik. We apply it when the Sofik arises. Don't go look back three steps. That's the Xeris HaKosa. When a Sofik comes to you, you apply one of the two rules depending upon what's coming in front of you. What's coming in front of me? What's coming in front of me is a woman in a shuk. She's a called a porish. That's, I think, the Machlokes, the two Tesisin. If I'm right, then the two Tesisin are totally in this Chakira. Is Kol Kavua Kamachsa Maksadomi a dry Xeris HaKosu? Or is Kol Kavua a halacha that tells me that the Birur of Roiv doesn't apply in the Mokum Kavius? Memele, if I go back to the Native Yehuda, I said the Native Yehuda is contradicted by Tesis and Nazir. Of course it's contradicted by Tesis and Ksuvis, of course. He's holding like Tesis in Nazir. He says, like Reb Chaim, you've got a whole chain here. It makes a lot of sense that there's a birur in the Matzamach also. Tesis said ignore it. Therefore, he says it all depends on the late Asasovic, not on Sifas Asasovic. The Torah is only concerned when the Shaila arises. When the Shaila arises, the Torah says, apply Kavua, apply called the Parish, and of course there's the same beer, one and the other, it's nothing more than Xeris HaKosuv. So he says it all depends whether you're being done on the mother or whether you're being done on the Uber. You're being done on the mother, it's a Kavua. If there's no mother anymore, then you're being done on the Uber. The Uber is called the Parish. It's very simple. So the Native Yehuda Tesis in Nazir. That's so it seemed to me. And the Tesis in Ksubis is not the Native Yehuda. Now, there's another little wrinkle to all of this. And that's the Shmaitze who disagrees with Native Yehuda even about this. I'm not going to enter into the Shmaitze's analysis of why he Lalochi agrees with Native Yehuda, but La Mitameh. The Native Yehuda says you look at where the Sofik was Noilad and not at the Sivas HaSofik, and the Shmaitze wants none of that. He explains it a little bit differently. The Shmaitze also, not as related to this, but Ben Ashar, he cites the Ge'oinei Basroi. I think I mentioned it briefly last time. We had a case of animals in the Makulin. They were in this Ariv, and there were 10 animals, whatever there were. There was one that turned out to be a treifa, but you discovered the treifa after you sold half the animal, and the other half is now in the Makulin, and it's this Ariv. Now, what you sold is a kol de porish, and what's in the bakulin is a kol kavua. So, what happens here? So, the pre-chodosh held that what you sold is mutter, and what remains in the bakulin is also the wathers were chodosh. The pre-chodosh says, no chochmas. Here's a kol de porish, and here's a kol kavua. Kol de porish is mutter, kol kavua is also kamatsa matzadami. The Shmaitze asks Akasha, says he can't be right. Why can't he be right? Because we hold la halacha. Man de machshir bo is machshir bebito, and that's talking about a chazoke. If on the base of chazoke, we say that the mother had a chazoke, she is kosher, so her daughter, even though the daughter didn't have a chazoke, but man de machshir bo, machshir bebito, because it has the same as man de lilabas. Why is Keska say Mahalil the Bas? Says the Shmaitze, it's only logical. If the mother is mutter, the mother was able to kosher, so the Bas has to be kosher. One follows from the other. So if one follows from the other, he says, in this case also, If you have a cold, the brew b'chazok rubodi, cold the porish, rub the porish tells me that this meat is kosher. If this half of the animal is kosher, then the other half of the animal has to be kosher too. You can't have the animals half treif and half kosher. Man the mashibo, mashibibit of logical entailment. And therefore, says he, there's a cold the porish, which is megale on the kol kavua, kemachze, amachze, and it tells me that that one is also kosher. Okay, now let's analyze and see if it's not the same kash as Rukhan. It's not the same. Rukhan's kash was a little bit different.
Rukhan
says, how do you ever have a kol porish? Came from a kavua, so it's not a kol porish in the first place. No, he wants us to start with a kavua. So how do you ever get to the porridge? But once we have the halacha called the porridge, so it's a beer. So now what the Shmaitz is saying is the called the porridge is here. Forget about how it got here. It told me that this is mutter. If this is mutter, logical entailment tells me that half of the makulin is also mutter. I think that the Shmaitz's principle that he applies, manda machshebo, machshebebito, works only on one side. If you tell me that the Torah says, only if you tell me that kavua isn't a birur at all, that kol kavua kamachza machza isn't a birur, then I don't have a birur for whatever is in a mokum kavius. So what am I left with? Nothing. The Torah wasn't mavar anything. I don't have a kol kavua kamachza machza. I know nothing. However, if I could somehow transpose a birur min mokum acher, 280 will come and tell me, look, a birur gadol mizeh. Of course, it's mavari even in mokum kavius. The Torah didn't tell me that in mokum kavius everything is osir. The Torah tells me that there's no birur of roiv in a mokum kavius. Therefore, if you have a kol deporish, which is a birur, and it's a valid birur in a mokum of precious, where it is porish, it's a birur. So now I have a birur which I can now take back to my mokum kavius. Why not? As long as there's a birur that the Torah recognizes, you can apply it in mokum kavius also. It's only logical. Man the marsha bo, marsha bebito. The bas didn't have a chazokia. What am I doing? I'm using the mother's chazokia for the bas, even though she has zero chazokia. Only it's logical entailment. Wherever there is a birur, it's mavar, even where the birur isn't immediately present. So I have a kol the porish, which is mavar in the mokum precious. I will now use it in the mokum kavua, because in the mokum kavua all I was missing was a birur. So the Shmaitza, I think, is learning that what's pshat called the what's pshat matza matza. He's telling me what I different from what I said before. He's telling me that matza matza, there's no birur. It's a mitzvah. It's empirical. And if you'll somehow give me a birur, then it'll work in the kavius also. If, however, you take the other side of the chikira and you tell me, of course, in the mokum kavua there's a beer, but the Torah told you to ignore it, then what are you telling me that the second animals are called the porish out there? Of course these are called the porish. Of course there's a beer. There was a beer here, too, in the mokum kavias. Only the Torah says ignore it. You know why manda machshebo machshebebito? Because the Torah never said to ignore the mother's chazokah for the vlad. Where do you have that in chazokah? Chazokah is no halacha. That if you don't have a chazokah, therefore ignore the chazokah? There is no such thing. The Torah didn't negate a perfectly valid birur. The Torah said, you got a chazokah, you don't. But if you have a chazokah and you can logically transpose it to someplace else, of course you transpose it. Kol kavua kamaksa maksadomi is not the pshat, I don't have a beer. I do have a beer. I have a beer of roi. And what does the Torah say? Ignore it. So you want to give me a second roi? The roi is called the pirish. It's the same roi that the Torah said to ignore. The Torah says, ignore the called the pirish in a mokum kavius. So you're telling me that because I sold half, it's better? There's no bigger roi than the kol d'pirish than there was in the makulim. Only it's the mokum that's greater. There's a kol d'pirish in the mokum kulim also, because not totally in precious. There's a roi in the makulim. And the Torah says, ignore it. No, so the Neidah B'Yehuda, I think, would tell me that in the makulim, it's got nothing to do with what left there. The Pre-Chodesh is right. The Pre-Chodesh is not much like the Neidah B'Yehuda. The Shmaitza disagrees with the Neidah B'Yehuda. He is learning like the Tosfos and Ksuvos, and you know what? He disagrees with the Nedib Yehuda here also with the Uber. He says that the Nedib Yehuda is Cheshman is the wrong Cheshman. He has his own Mahalik to reach a Heter. But basically, what's he saying? He's saying that you don't go Bosar Leidas HaSofik, but you go Bosar Sibas HaSofik. There's one big Lushitos on here. I think in all of these, the Shilas, the two places in Ksubis and Nazir, the Nedib Yehuda with the mother who died, and you bring Dan on the child, and this the Shilas of the Gani Basroi of the Bosar in the Mekuli. And it all goes back to how do you consider Machzal Machzah? Is this Pshat that there's a Roy, the Torah said ignore it, or is the Pshat that it's a Metzias, it's not a starting from there, it divides across the board. All these things are misdived from there. Okay.
Right. Very good. Next week, Tuesday 3.
Incidentally, 2 weeks from today, we don't have a
Purim.
It's Purim, but there's a Purim, so the annual invitation to. To everybody who's here, everybody who's not here, to wives, kallahs, mothers-in-law, my wife just asked that you let us know that you know, for reasons only women are concerned about.
That's exciting.
Okay.
No, that's it.
And the third sheet in the Gani Basra that it's all after?
The third sheet that it's all author isn't totally in these kakiris.
No.
The third sheet that it's all author has to be that in Makol and the Mafsa Mafsa, the terrorist Sokosov said, ignore it. That here there's an Isser, and if this is author, then that can't logically be Mutter. It's like it cancels the Kol Dabar.
They wouldn't get it from, but that's. Wouldn't follow on the top that it's a.
I would almost
say.
Well, I don't know if there's a
even if there is a beer here, it's hard saying cancel it. And how could they cancel it? Even cancel beer on the one that left? Harsh.
But I think it cancels the one that left because of logical entailment. It's a kind of man the placeable.
Right.
If here we have a possible, so we have to logically say there is possible also.
Uh-huh.
Okay.